Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one of my lucky dip today comes from Liliana, who says, how do I wear loose-fitting clothes without them making me lose my shape? So this is where we want to think skim, not cling, but not saggy, boxy, and baggy. There is a in-between point where it's fitted without being clinging, where things that cling show every lump and bump, and that can, you know, really ruin your outfit or your look. But things that are too big and baggy will make you lose your shape, and therefore you will feel it's just not working for you. So let's think about clothes. Thinking about your shape too to start with, what we want to think about is some of us can have looser clothes on different parts of our body depending on our body shape. So if you have a waist, what you don't want is that the clothes are boxy and go past your waist and that they don't come back in at the waist. So if you have a defined waist to your shape, then you want the clothes to come back in at your waist. So they can be loose above the waist, loose below the waist, but at the waist they need to come in. So whether it's got darts or seaming, or you know, it's tucked in, it's got a waistband, something or other that brings the fabric in at the waist is really important if you have a waisted shape. But then you can have a loose and flowing skirt, or a, you know, looser bottom, and the top of the top can be looser. It just needs to be at the waist that it comes back in. If we have an unwaisted shape, so more of our H and O shapes, and maybe our V shape, we want to think about then not having it. We don't need it really, fitted at the waist in the way that a waisted shape does. But we want to be thinking about the principle of volume, where we can wear one voluminous garment at a time with one slim garment. So therefore, if I have a loose top, I need a slim bottom, and the other way around. Now, even with an unwaisted shape, you often don't want it to be really boxy. If I look at clothes and I call them boxy, and at the moment there is a real fashion trend for very boxy clothes, they tend to make you just look bigger and like a box. And not too many of us want to look like a box. It's generally not most people's desire. So this is one of the problems. At the moment, the fashion trend is very big and boxy. So if you're looking at a piece of clothing and it looks like a box, it's just going to make you look boxy. Just don't buy it. I know it's the current fashion trend, but don't worry, new fashion trends will come in and something new will come along soon enough, because fashion trends change. So think about that if you do, and this is where there are a lot of oversized clothes at the moment. Like, so one of the things to think about is buying like five sizes smaller. If it's a really big boxy piece of clothing, and you normally wear a, you know, medium, say, go to the small, to the extra small. Don't assume that that your normal size is actually the right size. What you might find is it's still loose enough, but it's not big and boxy in the way, and so oversized in the way that your regular size is on you. So do look at smaller sizes for that kind of oversized trend, and make sure you put that with something slimmer rather than something that's also voluminous. So think about just one voluminous piece at the same time. It's the principle of volume. But do think about where you want to bring things in. So this is where often shaping really works in garments. So darts and seams and things like that that can draw some fabric in, but without it making it cling to you. So it is finding those right pieces that have a bit of space through them that makes you feel comfortable, but is also flattering your figure in a way that makes you happy, because of course that's a very personal decision. But there you go, a couple of little tips about what to look for. But I always go with the really oversized stuff, try a few sizes down. Don't assume that's not going to work a bit better. But really, if you have a waisted shape, the current boxy oversized trends are horrendous for you. And I just avoid them, because something else will be along soon enough that will be much more flattering for you. Next question today comes from Judy, who says, how do I become more disciplined in my purchases? So this is an interesting question, because I think that The more you know about your style, so the more you have a style education, the better your purchases will become because you know what to say no to so much more easily. When we don't know anything, when we're kind of, you know, we don't have that style education, we don't know the colors that suit us, we don't know the shapes that we like to wear, we're not sure of, am I an animal print girl or a florals or a zebra or a check or a stripe or a, like, you know, abstract print or a Hawaiian print or a paisley or a, you know, you name it. The list goes on. You know, do I like, you know, what kind of things do I like? The less we know about our style, the harder it is to shop and the more likely we are to buy just anything and be really undisciplined in what we're buying because we actually don't have an understanding of really who we are at our core and how we want to be perceived. And therefore, the clothes that actually will do that for us, the clothes that will support us, the clothes that will help us appear the way that we want to appear, the clothes that will communicate for us our personality from the inside out. So this is where getting a style education makes a huge difference. When you have a color palette, you stop buying all the colors under the sun and you start buying only the colors that make you look great. And I think of, you know, color as a bit like music. So both of them have harmony. So the colors that are in harmony with you are going to make you shine, make you more attractive, make you look fresher, more lively, more healthy versus the colors that are out of tune with you. So not in harmony with you will actually make you look sick and tired and pale and older and maybe jaundiced and washed out. So why would you want to spend like a bit like listening to music that's out of tune? Why would you want to listen to music that's out of tune? Or it's very discordant. It's not pleasant to the ears. Same thing for color. So finding that palette of color that actually makes you really look amazing, more in harmony with you, also limits your choices. So it actually kind of forces discipline without actually having to do anything. When I look around, I'm looking at colors of clothing. I'm just so not interested in buying something for myself that's in a color that I know is going to make me look ill. Like, why would I want to do that? That's just a waste. So that automatically just reduces the choice. So I don't have to actually use discipline. And I think the whole thing, when we think about discipline and willpower, and there's a very fascinating TED talk by Kelly McGonigal all about the willpower. And the fact is that willpower is a finite resource. So if you are having to pull discipline or willpower into your life all the time, you can get exhausted really quickly. And this is why, you know, the less it has to be discipline, the less it just becomes something that you do because you know, that's what you want, then the easier it becomes. You're not having to force that discipline on yourself. So I think like the color is the fastest, easiest way to start. So getting a color analysis, getting your palette, knowing your signature colors, knowing your ideal value, you know, your contrast levels, all those sorts of things is going to cut out a lot of stuff in the marketplace. So suddenly we're left with a much smaller amount to choose from. And then from there, you know, when we understand our personality and our body and all our other physical elements that go into us as a person and how we want to highlight those things and highlight these assets and make us look, you know, amazing and then we feel great and it gives us confidence, why would I want to buy something that doesn't do that for me? So this, again, really helps to cut things out. So it's less about discipline. It stops being about discipline. It starts being about when can I find the things that actually really speak to me, that are my personality, that are in my colors, all those sorts of things. They're the pieces I'll go for. And you'll find that there's not that many of them out there. And in fact, one of the things I often see in my 7 Steps of Style program is people starting to lament, I can't ever find anything. And I'm feeling depressed, like there's something wrong with them. And I actually go, you know what's happened is you've just become empowered because you know what to say no to now. So you're just saying no to everything that's not right to you. And that's fantastic because right, maybe the current trend may not be for you. There may not be anything out there for you at this time. That's okay. That actually makes me really happy because I know that you've actually got empowered, you've got that style education, and you're no longer just buying random stuff, hoping that this next thing will be the thing that works for you. So instead, what we're wanting to do is get that education so that you can walk into a store, you can look around and you go, you know, nothing here today for me, or these are the two garments that are going to work or have some chance of working. Then I'll try them on, see if they do work. And if they do work, They make me feel good. I love them. They're an expression of me. Then I'll buy them. Stops being about discipline. Starts being about what's working for you. So I say the fastest way to become more disciplined without it having to be hard, because I always think discipline's a bit of a word that's all about, feels like hard work to me, is actually to become empowered and to get your style education. So if you're interested in that, that is where my 7 steps to style comes in. You get the color analysis, you get the body shape analysis, all those things, and you learn all about yourself so that you can make those choices so much more easily. Last question comes from Paula, who says, how do I become more organized in my wardrobe and maintain it every day? And this is a fascinating thing to think about because, and I know I've had, you know, professional organizers. I remember I had one come over to do my office for me, help me do my office many, many years ago. And she was a very detailed person and her approach to organization was very detailed. And she was like, well, what you need to do, you know, like with invoices and stuff, is like get a, you know, a leave a folder and then get plastic pockets and then dividers and then label each with whatever. And then you put everything and like, I was like, it's never going to happen. That's just not how I do things. And so I felt really disorganized because I was, you know, like she was suggesting something that I just immediately knew in my body there was a physical reaction to it. And I was thinking, no, never going to happen. That this is not how I do things. And then I read Julie Morgenstern's book on organizing from the inside out. And I don't remember much in that book, but the one thing I remember is she said, you're not lazy, your systems just aren't working for you. And this was such an aha moment for me. It just suddenly made me realize something. She said, what you want to do is think about where in your life you find it really easy to organize something. Where in your life, you know, are you really well organized and it's actually really easy? And I remember thinking about this going, okay, where in my life is that? And I realized, you know, I used to always lose my car keys, kind of in one house I lived in. I'd get home and like you to put them down somewhere. And then the next time you wanted going out, I'm running around the house going, where are my car keys? And then I moved into a house which had a little, just a shelf on the wall right next to the front door. And I'd walk through the door, you know, and put my car keys on that shelf. And then when I was going out, I knew the car keys were on the shelf. The car keys were always on the shelf. Never lost my car keys again. And I'm going, that is easy. So I went, okay, it has to be visual. I need to be able to see it really easily. And it has to be easy for me. I'm not opening drawers. I'm not opening something. I'm not hiding things away. So I'm an external visual person. And so therefore, then what she said was take that concept. So what works for you and then apply it to the other areas of your life that you're trying to get organized. So then it was like going, okay, well, I need to have a more visually open wardrobe, or I need to have a bigger system. So if you're one of these people who finds, you know, like, I mean, I just can't file things A to Z and by date and all that sort of stuff all the time, you know, like, I leave. And in fact, what was interesting is I had another professional organizer where I said like this, just she offered it. And I was like, didn't work for me. She said, okay, what we're going to do is we're just going to get you some, you know, plastic drawers sort of things, filing drawers. And you're just going to throw your receipts in that. And you're going to have a different drawer for the different kind of parts of your business. But that's all you'll have to do. So it's big categorization sorting rather than small categorization sorting, which was what the other professional organizer was giving me as a tool. So it was big categorization sorting and it was very easy. It was just open a drawer, put the thing in, shut the drawer, done. And then when my bookkeeper came over, she just took out all the receipts and she sorted them out and she did all the filing into the small categorization and all that sort of stuff. And so I figured out that that's what worked for me. So it's thinking about, yeah, like, do I need large categories rather than small ones? Do I need visual organization? Do I need to be able to see things to be able to access them? So maybe instead of having lots of shelves are often the worst things for people because things get lost on shelves. Instead, thinking about, can I hang more things? Do I need to put more rails into my wardrobe so I can hang more? Because if I can see it, I'm more likely to wear it. And this is where things like don't ever hang more than one garment on a hanger, because what's at the bottom never gets seen and you forget you have it. And then things like thinking about how do you organize that space? And every wardrobe is different because the space is organized differently. But it's thinking about, well, where do I go first? And what do I access first? And what's really easy to access? So So thinking about those things, think about what's in your life that works as far as organization goes and make it easy for yourself. So have a system so that it's easy for you to put things away and then find things again. And this is something that I will be talking more about in my masterclass that's coming up next week called Why You Have a Wardrobe Full of Clothes and Nothing to Wear. Because I hear this all the time. It's like, I have the clothes, I have clothes. Like people say, I've got clothes in my wardrobe. Yet I stand there every day thinking, I've got nothing to wear. I don't know what to wear. I've got nothing to wear. And so this is why I've created this new masterclass. If you would like to join me, please do. Just head over to the blog and you can register. And I'll pop a registration link in here as well afterwards so that you can register. So if you are wondering, why does this happen to me all the time? This will give you a few ideas and hopefully some tips. Actionable tips. I'm putting actionable tips in this masterclass so you can go away and actually start doing some things to stop yourself from having a wardrobe full of clothes and nothing to wear, instead of actually having some clothes in there that you can wear, that you feel good about. So I will be doing that on Monday and Wednesday next week. That's Australian time. So that will be Sunday and Tuesday if you're in the Northern Hemisphere anywhere in a different time zone. Because, of course, here in Australia, we live in the future. So thank you for watching and thank you for your questions. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.